strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our daily drop update for today, which is the 13th, but we're talking about the 12th of April here for Big Brother Canada 11. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Isaiah. How are you doing, Isaiah?
Good, I'm good. Just did a little cram session for today's podcast, and, you know, I was very excited with the results for today, so it should be fun to talk about it.
Yes, we do have a genuine update here today because there's stuff to update you on. Things continue to shift in the house and the eviction will take place tonight. And if you are not caught up on the latest events, then you will probably not know who's going to be leaving tonight. So let's talk through all of it. Of course, Ty is the HOH. He nominated Renee and Hope. Shania won the veto, used it on Renee. And Jonathan went up in Hope's place. Now, initially, it was looking like Koozie, Daniel, and Danica would potentially be votes for Hope to stay, and that the girly pops would be votes for Jonathan to stay, with Santina in the middle, probably leaning toward keeping Jonathan. However, yesterday in the drop we got, we saw that Koozie and Anika seemed to have flipped and were more on the side of keeping Jonathan, while Santina was actually more on the side of keeping Hope, but willing to keep Jonathan as long as he asked. And so it felt like, okay, seems pretty clear now that Jonathan will likely stay. But here today, things seem to be shifting once again. So we'll get into all of that as we move forward through the day. We started with Ty and Claudia, and really they were just arguing for a little bit. It's pretty typical. They're fighting about her lack of trust in him. He's asking how she's doing in the game. She doesn't really give him much. We don't really need to get too much into that. Shania and Renee talked though, and Shania says that we cut in like very late to this conversation. Shania is saying Anika would be redundant. Renee says no, because Daniel and Koozie would save her. And then me, Claudia, and Santina would save Hope. And Shania says, well, Hope just needs to go. Hope and Santina together in this game is a powerful force. Shania says, I'm voting for Johnny to stay regardless, and hopefully someone switches last minute, because I'm just concerned that Hope is going to target us. And so, not entirely sure what they're talking about with Anika and then saving Hope or whatever that means. But Shania is saying that she does not at this point expect the votes to be there to save Jonathan, but she's hoping that if they vote that way anyway, that maybe they can still get that one more vote that they need.
I mean, ultimately, making a move like this, they were kind of destined to not be in the numbers regardless, if you really think about it. They're in a very interesting spot where like they just kind of have to comp out, it seems, unless they can get someone to flip. I think, I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I think that, you know, it doesn't really matter for the girly pops who stays. No. is kind of the thing. Because Jonathan is loyal to the crown. He's loyal to Koozie, Daniel, Anika. And then outside of that, his next loyalty is to Santina. They are at the bottom of his list outside of Ty. The problem is that they think that they're higher up on his list and they think that Hope would have them lower down. And the thing is that Hope also has them low on his list. And that's also dangerous. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter because both of them will leave. The thing that should matter the most is, at the very least, get on board with the person that is staying and, you know, support them so that you're not, don't be like, well, Hope is probably staying, but let's all vote against him anyway, just in case. That is not what I think needs to happen here. I will say, I mean, I think ultimately Jonathan staying is slightly better for them, because Hope, I think, is going to be better in competitions overall, especially these days, day competitions coming up. But, you know, don't vote against him when you know he's dang. It's just unnecessary.
Yeah, you're opening the door for like complete chaos next week. Like, I mean, we're going to see, but like they're setting up for a turf war. So not the best way to go into next week.
Mm. So Daniel, Hope, Anika, and Jonathan will be talking up in the HOH room. Daniel says, when I nominate Renee, I'm going to say, I'm putting your bootay back on the block. They're excited about nominating Renee. Jonathan says, well, hopefully Ty follows me right out the door because it's a double. And it's like, wait, follows you where? What are you saying? Anika says, well, he might win the veto. And also, Renee is really bothering me. She's playing such a bad game. Hope agrees. Jonathan says, it's her immaturity. And the conversation gets interrupted. This is our first real hint that, like, not only is Jonathan potentially leaving, because, you know, what does Shania and Renee know? You know, they could be wrong. But Jonathan is straight up saying at this point to the group, yeah, I'll be heading out the door. Hopefully it's a double. Hopefully Ty follows me. And the group is telling him, yeah, but also Renee sucks. So, you know, she might be on her way sooner than you think.
She's quite the chaotic figure right now. A lot of people don't really mess with her. And yeah, I'm okay with it. I always here for the drama, and it's never a problem for me.
Yeah. So Jonathan is going to talk to Santina, and he says, I know I'm going to jury tomorrow. I just want to say, I really appreciate you as a person. I think you're amazing. I think we'll be friends outside of this house. I'm going to be in your life. I know I'm far away, but the door is always open. I want you to go far in this game. And she says, you know, Jonathan, I really appreciate you. I've really learned a lot from you. I learned to just be myself in here. And he says, good, because you're amazing. It's just, you know, just a nice, she's crying, and it's one of those things.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting seeing how close they've actually gotten, because going into the jury house, I mean, I don't know if it's too early to say this, but it's kind of seeming like Jonathan would potentially vote her, depending on who he's sitting next to, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think he'd still probably vote Crown first, as long as they didn't do mm-hmm. anything too shady, like betray the crown too early or whatever. Yeah. But I think he would certainly vote her over anybody else outside of the crown. And you know, we get this conversation in the drop, but from what we're hearing, he's had this kind of conversation with most of the people in the crown so far. We'll hear about his conversation with Daniel a little bit later as well. So, you know, I think this is what could have been, like, the power that Jonathan could have had in this game. If he mm-hmm. took this and applied it strategically, he would be a force to be reckoned with, because he absolutely is good at making people feel like he is with them and like cares about them, because he actually does. Just to be clear, which I guess is the problem. I mean, lovely human being. He is essentially quitting the game, though. It's, he's not great. Not great at the game.
Not at all. But, you know, you kind of wish, like, if he applied this, because he really does talk from the heart in multiple conversations this day. I'm like, you could have been applying this to the game, man. Like I think that he could have really took some control if he had his head in the right place. But, you know, being too transparent sometimes not the best thing.
Yes. And again, like, to our knowledge, all he would need to do in this conversation or any conversation with Santina is say, actually, I think I really want to stay. And she'd be like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah.
So Hope is going to talk to Santina. Hope says, they're not after you. He's talking about Kuzi, Anika, and Daniel. They're not after you. I talked to them. I convinced them. It's all good. Santina says, I talked to Anika as well. I believe her. I believe Anika. I think they're good. I talked to Renee, she says, and I don't believe anything Renee says. And I don't think Renee believed anything I said about you. She just refuses to believe that you're not, you know, a bad person that's after them or whatever. And Hope says, yeah, Renee hates me right now. Hates me. Santina says, I can't stand her. She says, if they win, they're going after Koozie's side. So it's becoming clear that a couple of things, right? I guess not necessarily clear, but the picture is starting to form that on yesterday's drop, Koozie and Danica were feeling, let's keep Daniel. Let's make this happen. I described this whole scene. They go downstairs specifically to talk to the women about coming together, saving Jonathan, targeting Ty. And during the meeting, Renee kind of like just sideswipes them and just basically says this over and over.
I'm pissed. Capital P-I-S-S-E-D.
Oh, man.
And I talked about how bad that was. And it was apparently so bad that Renee has single-handedly tanked the girly pops once again. Yeah. And is now not only tanking the girly pops, but has supplanted Ty as the new house target.
Which is crazy, right? Like it's really a number for Claudia's side, but you would think Ty would potentially like lean over there. Like, ugh. It's a mess. I wanted to ask you, what really happened to this Renee and Hope thing? Because I felt like they were so locked in for a little bit, and then I don't even think that exists anymore.
I mean, we heard a little while ago Hope say that he feels like Renee doesn't talk to him unless she needs something from him. And then, you know, we had this whole like he volunteered for the block. She was mad at him about that. And then she got mad at him again for volunteering about on being put on the block this time as well. And it's just deteriorated from there. I mean, she just, Renee, she's doing her own thing. You know, she's,
just be cool about it. Then, you know,
no, I don't feel like being cool about it right now.
Yeah.
I'm irritated.
I mean, that has been the energy she has been giving ever since the Invisible HOH week. And it has just been sinking her further and further down, which is a shame because like strategically she's not terrible. I think understands strategically what to do, but then socially just doesn't do any of it. And just can't get there. And so this is where they have ended up. Santina, not only not siding with the girly pops, Ty not siding with the girly pops, Hope not siding with the girly pops. All of a sudden, the girly pops are out on an island, and they will be voting against the guy that is staying. And it's not looking great
at all. It's crazy because just to look at, you know, the whole Zach blow up week coming off of that, you would think that they were in the perfect position to kind of like ride this out. And, you know, you just have a couple emotional moments and you blow up your good position. So, you know, it's crazy to watch, man.
Yeah. Jonathan and Hope are going to, or sorry, Santina and Hope continue their conversation. Santina says, I told Anika that I want to be in the final four with them. Hope says, perfect. Don't even bring me up. So this is interesting, right? Santina's basically proposing a final four with the Shady Bunch, and she's telling Hope that she's doing that. So it's not exactly genuine. And Hope is saying, yes, continue to pitch them a final four. Don't bring me into it because, you know, then you know, he's aware of it, but he doesn't need to be included, which is like a nice idea, I think, but we'll see a little bit later. The fact that she's not bringing Hope into it makes it a little sketchy, right? It kind of gives away that it's maybe not that genuine. And so this is something to pay attention to, I think, moving forward.
This is actually a situation where transparency is key, because and people are already on like thin ice with Satina at this point. Like you need to, you're in the middle. You don't really have people in your corner. You need to just be honest about it.
Yeah. Like, I get that the Shady Bunch is a trio. You want to appeal to them. You want to give people what they want, right? Then you would assume that the Shady Bunch wants them plus one other person. That's like, ooh, that's very enticing, right? You appeal to their greed. But if it's too good to be true, that's yeah. where you can maybe fall apart a little bit at times. Sometimes people buy into it. Sometimes people don't. And I think that if Santina was pitching, let's go Final Five with hope, it would be much more believable. And then within that, you can say, listen, I mean, I love Hope. He's a great guy, but he's so good at these comps. Like, you know, hey, Koozie, I feel like you and me equal chance at the end. Maybe we figure something out within that five. And I think that's just a much more believable path than like, hey, four of us, let's go. You need a reason for why, at the very least, you need a reason for why you're not including Hope. And so we'll see how that goes. Hope does say to Santina, he says, I promise you, I've got your back. I'll be your sword. Like, oh, all right, Hope. Big shoes to fill. Yeah. I don't know if we should be going here. And Santina says, yeah, just don't put yourself on the block anymore. And now, to be fair, Joseph did almost put himself on the block one time.
Copyright. Okay. But like, I think Santina is in a really prime position right now to kind of take over any kind of like positions that like Jonathan is leaving behind right now. So, you know, I mean, listen, Santina Hope duo, I don't really have the highest hopes for her, but like, I think Santina should just be slipping in any place that she can right now.
Mm-hmm. Not the worst move in the world for Hope to have this be genuine. I think Santina is not a terrible person to bring to the final two. You know, especially if you're considering like, you know, his other options are like Koozie, Anika, and Daniel, who have played very well strategically. You know, I don't know exactly. I heard from Dan. Dan said that he didn't really have a ton of respect for Anika's game yet, but I feel like that could change as things progress in the jury house. I do feel like the Shady Bunch will probably have a big presence for in that final two with the jury. So I do feel like Santina is a lot more like people who just actively don't like her. She had a messy early game. I think she's had a good comeback. I think she could win this game. But if I'm Hope, I'm probably looking at her before I'm looking at Daniel and Nico or Koozie. And she's available for pickup right now. So Santina, not a bad play for Hope if he really wants to make that happen. And as of right now, it seems as though Santina is most loyal to Hope in the game. Considering, again, she's telling him about her essentially fake Final Four proposal to Koozie. Jonathan and Hope talk a little bit about their friendship. You know, just a brief snippet of it we get. And it's, you know, again, Jonathan just being like, hey, I love you, man. I love you, man. Koozie talks to Santina. Koozie asks Santina where the girls are going with everything. What are they saying? Santina says, yeah, I don't, it's hard for me to give my loyalty to them. I'm not going to lie. Koozie says, well, that's good because they will cut you so fast. Do not trust them. And Santina says, well, what they're saying is that they're skeptical of why your side is going to them now. And so like, just be wary of that. But let me tell you, my loyalty is to you guys. And at this point, for me, honestly, it's them before Ty. And Koozie says, I know. And this is really, again, what I'm talking about. Like, it is, and we'll get a little bit more of this throughout the drop. I talked yesterday how it seemed as though it was possible that everyone could be targeting Ty, but Renee kind of stuck her... I'm not going to say Boutte. Renee really got in the way of that and is now the number one target for Santina, for Hope, for Daniel, for Koozie, for Anika. Five people targeting Renee. And then, you know, then Ty, who can't compete. And then the girly pops, who are ostensibly targeting Ty. But at this point, you know, they may target Koozie. They may try to at least. So, we'll see.
I mean, if you're Koozie, this is like good news to hear, at least, right? She's already thinking, based off of the other job, that like Daniel and Anika already have something. So, you know, bringing someone who is a free agent like Satina in, Hope would be newly like by himself now that Jonathan's not there. Ty, you know, him and Koozie kind of have something somewhat solidified. So, you know, after the girly pops go, you would think that you're in like a really good position, hypothetically. I don't know. I think this is good for her.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a proposal for Koozie that people may not love. Same reason why I think it's good for Hope to try and grab Santina. Also, would be good for Koozie, and this is what a lot of people are saying. They're loving the June and Allison energy. I think that would be fun. I don't think it's there yet. This is wishful thinking more so than this is actually happening quite yet. But I do think it would be good. I think that she, again, would have a good chance of beating Santina. And I think that Santina is somebody, more importantly for Koozie, somebody that would actually potentially take Koozie to the end, whereas Daniel and Anika would not. And honestly, I don't even know if Hope would. Because everyone knows the Koozie wins, but Santina is the kind of player who I actually think would consider doing it. Especially because I think Canada has really sort of filled her with confidence that she could win against anybody. And how she wants to play, like she wants to take inspiration from Jonathan and play like an honorable game. And she talks to Koozie about this, about wanting to go to the end with the strong, deserving players. And so that could be good for Koozie. And then, option number two for Koozie, you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Bring Ty to the end.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm team. Listen, imagine a final three with Ty, Koozie, and Satina. Listen, I'm just saying they're going to comp everyone out. That's a fever dream at this point. Obviously, Satina and Ty don't like each other. But if correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think Koozie has a final two with anyone right now. If she can lock something in with a Satina or a Ty, like this is the perfect time to do it. I think she can finally pave a path and try to figure a way to the end.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is obviously I think she beats Ty, and I think Ty is probably the only other person in the game other than Santina. And Hope is an option too. I don't want to negate Hope as an option, but I think Ty is one of the only other people in the game that would be willing to take Koozie to the final two, because he probably thinks he can beat her, right? You know what I mean?
He also thinks that she's a threat, though. I mean, you remember early on in the game, he thinks that like she's an endgame threat. So it's tough, man.
I could see a world where he's worried about taking, say, Hope, or worried about taking Santina. I think he would probably take Daniel or Anika. I think Ty would cut Koozie, but there are a couple of people that he would, I think, take Koozie over. And that could be valuable. I think Hope, though, again, still another good option. I mean, the bottom line here is that Daniel and Anika are kind of no good for don't exactly want to be there
short term
and with those two. In terms of getting to the end, I think not targeting Ty in the short term is definitely the call for Koozie. Getting some of these girly pops out, and then moving toward the final six with Daniel, Anika, Santina, Hope, and then Ty is just not bad, because Ty and Santina, Ty and Hope are still kind of at each other. You've got, you know, Daniel and Koozie, who don't have, Santina as much, or maybe they will eventually by then, but I think there's room to play there. The women at this point, the girly pops, Claudia, Shania, Renee, they are all so anti Koozie. Yeah. You just got to get rid of all of them. They're not good for Koozie's game in any way. Anyway, that's what they're discussing here, saying Koozie asks Santina. She says, Hope was worried this morning, and I'm wondering, Santina, if you said anything to him about our conversation yesterday. Apparently they had a conversation yesterday where Koozie describes it as, it could have been interpreted as me saying I wanted to keep Jonathan, but that's not what I was saying. We know that's what she was saying, though, because she wanted to keep Jonathan. And Santina says, no, I didn't say anything. Just Hope just worries sometimes, I think. And Kuzi says, it just really seemed like he knew specifically about the things that I had talked about. And I wondered who might have told him that. And I thought maybe Santina. And Santina says, oh, I just think Hope doubt, you know, he just doubts things sometimes and he'll go where he feels comfortable. Kuzi says she wonders how he feels about the girls then. And she says, well, they don't trust him. They don't trust Hope. And Santina says, Renee is my number one target. And Kuzi says, I think hopefully they will take the shot at Ty first, but everyone else will target them. And that's sort of what Kuzi would like to see happen moving forward.
It's about winning the comps at the right time. This is going to be an interesting HOH that we're about to walk into, because we're seeing the early formations of a turf war. Team Girly Pops versus Team Koozie's side. I'm not going to give them a good name. I know they have alliances, but Satina's over there now. Awkwardly, like Ty's like in the middle now, I guess, but it's kind of awkward because I think he's more closer with Claudia and Kuzi. It's kind of a weird spot there.
Yeah, so just to give sort of a recap on the structural restructuring, we went into this week with presumably two alliances of the Crown and then the Shady Bunch plus Ty and Claudia. That Ty Claudia Shady Bunch alliance fell apart because of the tension between Claudia and Kuzi. So the Girly Pops ended up reforming as Ty targeted them. Plus Santina. Santina gets saved. Everything happens. The veto is used. The Girly Pops are now firmly a thing against Ty, who has now targeted them. Ty gravitates more toward the Shady Bunch minus Claudia. The Crown is now being broken up and Santina is in the middle. And so for a little while, it was looking like, okay, now it's the Girly Pops versus the Shady Bunch with Ty being sort of a mutual target and Jonathan and Santina sitting in a good place, sort of in the middle, and having this power position. But now with the reshaping of this vote, things have shifted again.
Yeah.
For the benefit of the Shady Bunch, because again, the way that things were going, and I'll be clear about this. Santina is saying that she thinks Hope is better for her game. I disagree. I think Jonathan is much better for Santina because she and Jonathan would have been in that position between the two groups. And the way that Santina is going now, she is picking a side, sticking in with Hope, who is not in with the women and is now a concern for the women. So instead of them being there in the middle, they are now kind of a duo, her and Hope, on the side of the Shady Bunch that the Girly Pops need to contend with. Ty is also a person that the Girly Pops need to contend with, who is also gravitating toward the Shady Bunch. So now you kind of had the Shady Bunch sitting in the back, pushing their pieces, Santina, Hope, and Ty, over at the Girly Pops, and the Girly Pops have to kind of like deal with those three in order to get to Kuzi. Now, you know, the way Big Brother works, they can target Kuzi directly, but they still have to deal with Hope, Santina, and Ty, none of which are really playing ball with them. So it's much better for Kuzi and the Shady Bunch the way things are going now, and especially the way things are being set up with this vote, where the Girly Pops are actively voting Hope out and failing. And Santina is essentially shunning the Girly Pops by siding with the Shady Bunch and going in with Hope. So that's kind of the new paradigm of the house. Once again, you know, it feels like almost every week this happens. The Shady Bunch is able to kind of come out on top and reclaim that strong position.
For now, until like the next 24 hours, entire house changes again.
So Kuzi and Daniel talk. This is the final real conversation of the drop. Kuzi tells Daniel about her conversation with Santina. She says she's not sure if she believes Santina is being real about the conversation. She's not sure if she's being real about specifically wanting to be in a final four with them, because what about Hope? And this is what I was talking about before. It's just a little bit, you know, hard to believe that she wouldn't want Hope in her end game. And that she'd want to go to the final four with a trio. But she says she did say she would target the girls before Ty. So that's good. And they both kind of believe her about that. So Daniel says, that's great for us. If I win HOH, I want Renee gone. I kind of think it's maybe a waste to put up Shania, but now I can't put up Santina because she's kind of on our side. So I might have to put up Shanaea. And they kind of start talking about who he would put up next to Renee, but they get interrupted. And so they don't finish that bit of conversation. But he does tell Kuzi a story about Jonathan, which is that, first of all, he says, I'm feeling really bad because I've said some things in the diary room, you know, like I'm loyal to the Shady Bunch and I'm keeping Ty around so he can take out people who I'm aligned with. But I just feel bad because Jonathan is so nice. He came in and he was talking to me and Anika. He was talking about how he's leaving. He's trying to make us feel good about voting him out. After Anika left, he's like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm getting emotional. Kuzi, I know you hate emotions. I'm trying not to cry. He says, he came in and he gave me his mom's socks that she knitted when she was sick. And he said they'd never been worn by anyone before. And he was waiting until he was HOH to wear them. But he was giving them to me because my time is coming and to make moves for myself. And he was like, it was so touching. And it's again, it's just like, this is Jonathan. Like, could you imagine the power of this guy if he harnessed it?
Just say you want to stay, my guy. Like, what's going on here? You know, I saw some comments asking, are you sure Satina's this guy is literally just he's accepted that he's leaving at this point. Like he's prepared. He's talking like he's told people it's OK. Like he's not staying.
Actively trying to make people feel better about sending him out. Which again, it's like he does just genuinely seem like I want to be friends with Jonathan. He seems like such a great friend. You know, he is quitting the game, essentially. We have now, you know, I think we could probably say this is technically our fourth exit, fourth walk from the game here. So that is what it's looking like. Tonight, we are likely going to see an emotional exit from Jonathan and an HOH competition where it's basically the house against the girly pops. We'll see where all of that goes.
Yeah, I think Jonathan's a front runner for Canada's favorite player right now. And honestly, if production was smart, this is a perfect time to do a double next week. But yeah, this should be an interesting one.
I will say, you know, early in the week, Ty told Jonathan, kick your feet up. And I said, uh-oh. I don't see why it would happen necessarily unless a lot of stuff happened with Canada Saves, but that's the kick your feet up curse. And then lo and behold, Jonathan ends up on the block. Now the kick the feet up curse is not a you leave curse. It's just a you end up on the block curse. However, I said last night, there is another curse and it is the Canada Saves curse. The Canada Saves curse is that when Canada saves somebody, there's a good chance that them saving somebody actively sends the person they actually like more out the door. And here it is, Jonathan, the casual audience. Granted, the casual audience is not, I think, the only people. I think everybody came together to save Santina. But I think the casual audience may watch the episode tonight and be like, what have we done? What have these hands wrought? I can't get them clean. That's Erica. Erica was on the episodes this week. It was all meant to be.
Don't kick your feet up, kick your feet down.
All right. Oh, so that's what we have for you from today. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Isaiah?
No. You know, shout out Jonathan. It's been a good ride.
Okay, well. That's what we have for you today. Make sure you tune in tonight for the episode. I'll, of course, be live over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching the episode live with all of you, and then here with Kevin Jacobs to recap what goes down tonight. So tune in for all of that. I'll be back tomorrow with another update on who wins the HOH and potentially what they have planned moving forward. So keep an eye out for that. And that's about what we have for you. Stay tuned for the Survivor Stock Watch coming up this week. Should be a good one. I'll be collaborating with Shannon for our not annual, but season regular season check-in, global crossover Stockwatch. So that should be a good time. Lots to talk about with Survivor, so make sure you tune in for that. And also make sure you check out the finale to the Among Us videos that I've been posting. The final Among Us video over on YouTube, it begins with like an 8-minute highlight reel recap of the game of Sequester that I played a couple years ago with Amon, which is basically a very condensed version of like a Big Brother game. So you can check that out if you want to as well over on YouTube. I tweeted out the link earlier. So stay tuned for all of that. Isaiah, what do you have going on?
First of all, look at my history. Watched it. So hey, make sure you check it out. Okay. It was good. Make sure you watch it. You can find me at 8BallBangers on all social media platforms. If you are watching Love is Blind, I was on Marrying Asia's Love is Blind podcast, Great Time. So it's on RHAP. So check that out. The finale comes out tonight. So I get this great elimination tonight, and then I get to watch Love is Blind finale. So that's great. And you can find me at Sign Podcast talking about everything, including Big Brother Canada when I'm not over here. I have Spicy V coming on Saturday. So that should also be a fun conversation. So very spicy. So make sure you check that out.
Yes. And of course, don't miss us over in Toronto on May 10th and 11th. If you want to come hang out with us and some alumni and party for the finale, then come hang out with us. You can buy tickets over at robiswebsite.com/Toronto. So check that out. Thank you again for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.